put on the scarlet robe. And then they parted upon his bones, they put it upon his head, they removed his right hand, and they bowed to the Lord, saying, "Hail to the Jew." And they stood upon him, and took the reed and stood him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own raiment upon him, and led him away to crucify him. Oh, they scourged Jesus, they murdered his body, they tortured him barbarously. And as he's dying on that tree for you and for me, as his blood is being shed for the remission of the sins of all sinners, from Adam to the last one to the new Lord, his compassionate, tender, loving heart makes seven different utterances. I'm going to have all of them, but let me give you three. In Luke 23:34, our Savior says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Though they're tortured, though they're taking one by one, I'm going to let them know to forget them. Then he cries out, "It is finished," and the Greek is blessed. I finished one word. The plan for all eternity, the life of God of the sinners, is now completed. Cries out into thy hands, I bear my spirit. From this very sight, the man of ours, after far distances, the God to our Savior lives for 3 days and 3 nights, but then the world is victorious over death. And the resurrection is the Father saying, "I'm satisfied with the work of my Son, Jesus Christ, in the mission."